And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, you know, saving the world one soundbite at a time. So, yeah, that story about Birmingham, the murders. And by the way, it gets real personal for me when I think about, you know, some of the best memories of my life are growing up at my granny and granddaddy's house, especially in the summers or, you know, hanging out the holidays. And I would run around Wylam, you know, just barefoot in the summer, running up and down the streets. Granny lived at 229 Memphis Street. I can still remember it. Went to the Wylam Baptist Church where my dad grew up in that house. My dad and my uncle, they grew up in the Wylam Baptist Church. All my cousins and everybody lived all around there. And then, you know, we'd go into Inslee. That was big doings. Go into Inslee to eat at the Inslee Grill and to, you know, shop downtown. What was that called? Was it Hammers? I've forgotten the name of it now. But you know, Dad went to Inslee High School, and that was a whole lot of my growing up. And to see the decline of that part of town to be so drastic, like Scott said, there's parts you just don't drive in at night anymore. And you know, and these two murders, two of these six murders, the bodies were found, what I would believe is just, you know, blocks away from my granny's house where I used to play as a kid. Other stories in this, not in my backyard, wanting to make sure y'all are aware. So, and by the way, some of these things are happening, but they're catching the bad guys when it's happening. So WAAY-TV out of Huntsville reports that as of this past Friday, it says a warning for parents as the National Children's Advocacy Center in Huntsville says child exploitation and sexual abuse is on the rise in North Alabama, but nine men were arrested in Limestone County where they traveled to believe they were having sex with children. And it says they're allowed to get out of jail on bail, waiting for their cases to move forward. But Jared Hudson, who's been on this show multiple times, Jared's just an amazing guy, former Navy SEAL, lives in Birmingham, ran for sheriff, actually runs an organization called the Covenant Rescue Group. They teamed up with Limestone County Sheriff's Office to help take down these nine men. In a two-day sting operation, the charges now range from human trafficking to traveling to meet a child for sex. Hudson said these cases are not just happening in North Alabama, and this is the last year alone his organization helped make 87 felony arrests across the country. And it's recommended, by the way, I heartily agree with this. Absolutely agree. You have to have the conversation with your kids. You know, the stranger danger conversations, the conversations about, you know, if you get on social media, you don't talk to people you don't know. If someone texts you and you don't know who they are, you don't respond. If someone says, hey, can I give you a ride? Your mommy wants to talk to you. I'll take you to her. You don't do it. Have those conversations and let them know too that there are things that people do that should not be allowed to happen, and you don't have to accept it. And you should, you know, you should tell your mom and dad if something happens. I thank God every day for people like Jared Hudson and his group, Covenant Rescue Group. We need to have him on again sometime soon. And the work that they do. But they're not the only ones. I mean, we had a human trafficking sting operation down in Montgomery, netted 15. We'll talk about that after the break as I'm doing NIMBY, not in my backyard. That's right. Crime in Alabama. I'm saying let's get her done, folks. Upfund your law enforcement. Take care of your Leos. We need them like never before. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground. Y'all, that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, with locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They are open 7 days a week at all locations. They will see all ages. I'm talking like pediatric to geriatric, right? They'll see everybody. I mean, you get sick on a Saturday morning, you're going to wait till Monday? No, go see Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, I always say it, but this is true. It's who I use. This is who I use personally, and not because they advertise. I was using them before and was so pleased with how clean and friendly and professional they were that I asked them would they consider advertising. I mean, I told them I could brag on this. And they said, well, yeah, we will. And it's kind of easy when they're, you know, owned by a right side ruffian. Pretty good there, huh? Anyway, check them out. Southern Immediate Care. You need medical attention. You check them out. Find the location nearest to you. Head on down. They will be there for you. And do me a favor. When you're there, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Got a bunch of text messages, which I'm going to get to momentarily. I will say this. Judy from Pinson just corrected me. Jared Hudson would have been an awesome sheriff, and she points out it should be sheriff. Did I say? I guess I said sheriff of some. Anyway, Jefferson County is where he was running. I'm not sure what I said, but she's letting me know. Judy from Pinson, appreciate you, Judy. This NIMBY situation I'm doing, not in my backyard. I refuse to have that in my backyard. I don't want that in my backyard. You can't put that in my backyard. I'm getting that out of my backyard. The crime rate in certain parts of Alabama is on par with anything you might see in Atlanta or Chicago or New York City. And it shouldn't have to be that way. But there are good men and women in law enforcement out there, you know, walking the thin blue line. And I'm telling you, this show will always support our law enforcement. Thank you all for what you do. And the fact that you put on that uniform daily and you wear that badge and you go into places where the rest of us might not want to go to do things that we don't want to do to keep life as we know it in a straight and even keel. And we recognize on this show the sacrifices y'all make. I just want to say it again how much we appreciate you. Story here on Alabama Daily News came out today, as a matter of fact. Human trafficking sting operation nets 15 arrests in Montgomery. Love this. I mean, I hate that it had to happen, but I love this. 15 suspects, 15, were arrested after state and federal agencies conducted a joint operation targeting sex traffickers. Y'all, this is Alabama. This is not a thing out in San Francisco. It's right here. That's your capital city. Assistant Chief Deputy Wesley Richardson with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office shared details of the operation during a televised press conference, said the suspects in this case targeted and solicited individuals online through chat rooms, social media, and other sites, and they agreed to engage in sex acts with individuals they believed to be children. Furthermore, these suspects then traveled to designated locations to engage in these unlawful sex acts. All 15 were being held on a $500,000 bond, charged with three crimes, which includes things like Class A felonies, Class B felonies, Class B felonies again, looking at 10 to life in prison for some of them. You know, good job, fellas. Absolutely. And by the way, one of those that was arrested was an Alabama corrections officer working at the Kilby Correctional Facility in Montgomery. That's messed up. I mean, he's technically a law enforcement officer. He's working in corrections, but he wears a badge. I will say, too, that, you know, it's not always what you would expect. Like, that was a corrections officer, was one of the 15 that was netted in that sex trafficking sting. How about this? Story just 2 weeks ago. Attorney General Steve Marshall announces the indictment of an 11th Judicial Circuit judge. Wow. Okay. Keep in mind, a circuit court judge is one of those who puts people in jail. The circuit court judges preside over criminal proceedings on a regular basis to include up to capital murder. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the indictment and the arrest of 11th Judicial Circuit Judge Gilbert Self, 61 years old, of Florence, Alabama, right here in our listening area. 16 counts of the use of his office for personal gain or the gain of family members, one count of making a false representation, and another count of perjury. Self surrendered himself to the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office. Wow. Anyway, he took trips on public dime. He repaid himself for things without, you know, receipts to prove that they were true. He's looking at up to 20 years in prison. That's a circuit court judge. But he was caught. So far, I want to point out, we had those six murders in one day in Birmingham, and the suspects are still at large. If you have any information, they are looking for information, and you can call, and I've got the number here. Let me see if I can find it again. Darn it. Yeah, the number you can call, I believe, is Crime Stoppers. I don't have the number, but I'll find it. But you can certainly call the Birmingham PD if you have any information on that. The rest of these, what I want to point out is I'm telling you stories about things that we're catching people in. We're catching them. But I will point out, too, that last year, Birmingham, story on 1819 News, in May of last year, said that the year prior to that had been Birmingham's most violent year since the early 90s. Sources have ranked the city as one of the most unsafe in the country. Meanwhile, Birmingham suburbs like Vestavia and Mountain Brook had considerably low crime rates, and Vestavia even ranked among the safest places to live. According to the Birmingham PD, the city saw 46 homicides in May of that year alone, by May of that year alone. Three of them were justified. They call them basically, they were basically good shoots, I guess, where somebody had to defend themselves. But the last year, this time last year, which would be in the 2022 timeframe, Birmingham had already experienced 48. By the end of the year, they hit 144. I'm just gonna say we have got to be on our guard, watching for this. Say something, see something, say something, and support your law enforcement. And by the way, do me this. I just want to encourage you guys to do something. It's not uncommon to be somewhere to eat, and to see, you know, local law enforcement or first responders, you know, ambulance crews or firemen stopping in to get a bite to eat. At the very least, look at them and just say, "Hey, thanks for what you do." And that's I wind up saying that all the time. "Hey, man, thanks for what you do. Appreciate you." You have no idea what it means to them to hear that. I'll never forget being a soldier returning from war, walking through the airport and having people thank me for my service. You have no idea what that word means when someone actually thanks you, because you've been somewhere you don't know if anybody knows or understands what you're going through, and then somebody up and says, "Hey, man, thanks for what you do. Hey, officer, thank you for what you do. Appreciate you." I want to encourage you guys, tell them. And then, oh, by the way, every once in a while, some of y'all have the means. Some of you don't, but some of you have the means to do it. If you see a police car behind you in the drive-through line, just consider paying their bill as you're pulling in ahead of them. Now, I will say this. The other day, I was in a Jack's drive-thru. I forget what I was. I think I was getting a biscuit and heading somewhere. I was in a Jack's drive-thru, and a local police officer pulled in the line behind me. And I thought, well, I'm going to take my own advice. Got up to the window, and I said, "Hey, I'd like you to tell me what the guy's bill is behind you." And she looked at me. She goes, "Oh, it's a, oh, wait a minute." She leaned out and looked back. She goes, "He's a police officer." And I said, "I know." And she said, "They eat for free here." And I went, "Do they really?" And she said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, then tell him I said thanks for his service at the very..." So basically, I did not know that. I'm not sure if that was a local Jack's rule or all of Jack's. But I found that to be just amazing that a restaurant feeds the law enforcement in the area for free. And so if anybody knows for a fact whether that's a localized thing, like just my local Jack's does it, or whether all of them do it, I'd like to know. But for the Jack's in Southside in Etowah County, thank you very much. And to you, law enforcement, thank you very much. We appreciate you. A couple of text messages for the break, and then we'll get a few more after the break. James from Harvest says there was a sting like that one in Limestone County just last week. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You must have missed it when I read that out, James. He said, my son worked for Limestone County Sheriff's Department. He was not directly involved in the arrest, however. But, well, I'll tell you what, James, tell your son thank you for his service, and we appreciate what he does. Thomas from Athens says, interesting NIMBY discussion with Scott. Said, I judge that Mayor Woodfin find it much easier to play national politics and to handcuff police tactics than he does to actually solve Birmingham's crime and homicide crisis. I would agree with you. It's a whole lot easier to talk big about being a sanctuary city than it is to deal with the migration, right? Well, it's a whole lot easier to talk about how we're going to go lighter on crime and make people feel good about living here than it is about making people feel secure about living here. Raven from Russellville says, got to love them sanctuary cities. Sarcasm intended, he says. And then Racing from Milan, Racing from Hawaii says, love every minute of Right Side Radio, Brother Phil. Trust our Lord no matter what happens. His followers are and will be with him always. Thank you for all you do. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, Racing. All right, man, let's take a break. We'll take the last break of the day. We'll head in, and then we'll come back. Close out with a few more text messages. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. James from Harvest got the message. James, I'm glad. He says, I'll certainly tell him that you said that, and thank you for everything you do. Thank you, James. Appreciate you, man. And thanks for raising a son who wants to serve like that. David from Huntsville says, Phil, I hope everyone listening sends your Russian satellite weapons and Democrat something administration expose to at least 10. Okay. Appreciate you, man. He's talking about the section I did on national insecurity. JT Lacey Springs, going back to that national insecurity discussion, said if GPS goes out, Rand McNally could prosper. Yeah, but who would teach the current culture to read them? Think about it. It's a great point. GPS satellites and communications arrays, you suddenly lose the ability to have the internet. How will people get by without their social media? Anyway. Mike from Harvest, Phil, lose too many satellites and all of them get destroyed by debris, then no satellites can be put into orbit and survive. That's a great point, man. Once, if something like this happens, it's gonna defeat the ability to then, you know, probably safely launch and maintain a new satellite array just because of the amount of debris floating around up there, I would think. You're right. Great point, Mike. Mark from Huntsville says, Colonel, I have it on good word. There are secret transgender terrorist brigades being formed to take over huge portions of our nation. We cannot trust anyone wearing a dress. We seriously need gender police to round up these terrorists. Okay, Mark, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm not sure that that's a real text. Okay. Duff from Huntsville said, notice recently Biden only seems to talk to the press when he's getting ready to board Marine One with all the noise. He can't hear the questions. And we certainly can't understand him. I'm thinking this is intentional. Duff, you may be on to something, brother. All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to end the show on a slightly separate note. Not a dipper, just something that I think bears noting. We are sitting right now at February the 19th. We are literally just, how many years is this now? Goodness. Is it 80 years? We're at 79 years today that the Battle of Iwo Jima commenced. I say that not only because it was an amazing and iconic battle. You know, you've seen the Marine Corps emblem is still of the men raising the flag up on Mount Suribachi. But we have a photograph of Charlene's grandfather on the beach at Iwo Jima. As he was a Marine there, and it was taken by somebody, you know, they had those combat camera guys that went ashore and did everything that the troops did, trying to record it for posterity. And there was a book that was actually published by the Marine Corps. It was an official documented history of the Battle of Iwo Jima, and there's a picture of her grandfather, literally a Marine on the beach trying to make cover out of a place where there was no cover. So anyway, to those of you, you know, who have history with the Corps, Semper Fi, and thank you for what you did. And I think it's worth noting that we're losing that generation. I mean, there's not many of them left. And I would dare say that we're losing the ones, you know, who fought in World War II, like on a daily basis, really. But the Battle of Iwo Jima, 19 February 1945 till 26 March 1945. And I'll see if I can find the number of killed and wounded. Wow. Okay. I mean, we're looking at upwards of 110,000 forces that went onto the island. And if I scroll through this write-up on it, I'm sure it says in here somewhere what our dead and wounded was, but I don't find it right off the top of my head. But the bottom line is this: Iwo Jima, 79 years ago today. We also, had a whole section on, fake meat, and, your lovely wife has already said, don't worry, not in my kitchen.
Oh yeah. We're not doing fake meat. She's making a surprise meal tonight. I don't know what it is though.
But it's not going to involve any of that fake meat.
No, probably
nothing
not.
Grown in a dish.
No.
Or what do they call it? Cultured in a vat. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I actually, John texted in about a cheeseburger website.
A cheeseburger website?
Cheeseburgerinacan.com.
Oh, yeah.
And it says it's made for the extreme athlete, the all-terrain camper, or the desert fox.
What is it? Is it real meat? What is it? Is it like?
It looks like a joke.
Okay. I mean, I have had, you know, how many times have you ever had a can of deviled ham? I mean, it's like, you know, it's a can of meat.
Sounds disgusting.
It sounds disgusting. Spam, I'll be honest with you. I had a spam sandwich not long ago.
Spam is not bad.
Spam's good food. I'm not sure what a spam is.
If you fry it on the flat grill or
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Put that thing in there and you know, cook it up and put it on some bread, a little mustard and some salt and
eat it with
cheese.
Some eggs.
Oh, eat it with some eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And by the way, spam will stay in a can. If you're prepping for the zombie apocalypse, a few cans of spam in the closet's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. They won't be growing fake meat if the zombie apocalypse comes.
I'd rather eat spam than Vienna sausages. I can't do it.
So my earliest memory of Vienna sausages was that's how my granddad gave medicine to his dog.
That's not a bad idea.
He would embed the pill in a Vienna sausage and feed it to him.
That's a good idea. I'm going to use that one, actually.
John from Decatur says, Phil and Big Ray get an A double plus for their equally amazing performances. However, today's winner, I knew he was going to do it, is obviously Scott Buttram with an A triple plus. Perfection and congratulations. Also, he says, I just want to note that everybody earned extra credit points just for doing a live show on President's Day because today the Dale Jackson Show was a rerun. Was it really? You mean we could have taken the day off, bro? What was I thinking? The courthouse was closed? We could have had a day.
Yeah, I think my daughter said, you don't have to go to work today. And I said, yes, I do. Now I know what she meant by that.
Well, you just tell her that's because Uncle Phil said we had important business. Important business. Right here. Larry from Decatur says, Phil, last week I heard you say something that made me wonder if Sarah Stewart is the person her campaign ads presents. Where can I get more information? I'm not sure which one you heard, except you might have heard the discussion about the pro-life bill that was passed with her concurrence, but she did not author the opinion. But then there was also some real concern a week or so beforehand, Larry, that seemed to indicate that in the past, she had been very favorable to LGBTQ causes, like when she was even all the way back to college days, when she refused to limit some things they were trying to do on campus when she was in student government. So I'll be honest with you. I think that that race is up for grabs right now, and I think Brian Taylor is really a rock solid conservative, and I've known him for I've known him for many years. He's a good dude. All right. What a great day. What an amazing day. And we'll be back here tomorrow with a live show. So, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.